Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As China furiously condemned House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, Pelosi announced the self-ruled island as one of the freest societies in the world and pledged American solidarity on Wednesday. In Tuesday's Michigan primary elections, John Gibbs, the Trump-endorsed challenger, beat Representative Peter Meyer. Meyer was part of President Trump's impeachment that ended in failure. Missouri State Attorney General Eric Schmidt won the GOP Senate primary, and Kansas will keep abortion legal. The Senate voted Tuesday night to pass extended health care benefits for millions of American veterans exposed to toxic burn pits during their military service.
On this vote, the yeas are 86, the nays are 11. Under the previous order requiring 60 votes for the adoption of this motion to concur, the motion is agreed to.
USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Tuesday's primary elections included abortion in Kansas. The state decided to keep abortion legal. A ton of money and draft picks have been surrendered by the NFL's Miami Dolphins.
The NFL has suspended Miami Dolphins owner Stephen Ross and fined him $1.5 million for tampering with Tom Brady and Sean Payton following a six-month investigation stemming from Brian Flores' racial discrimination lawsuit against the league. The league's investigation found that the Dolphins did not intentionally lose games during the 2019 season, but the team had impermissible communication with Brady and his, as well as Payton's, agent. The Dolphins will forfeit a first-round selection in the 2023 NFL Draft and a third-round selection in the 2024 Draft. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Country music star Kenny Chesney says he's devastated after a fan died falling from an escalator after his concert in Denver, Colorado, Monday night. The woman, who has yet to be identified, fell to the concourse below. Denver police said the incident's being investigated as an accidental death. The pandemic and the government mandatory lockdowns devastated America. Food banks is how many were able to survive, especially lower-income families. Now that the government has delivered a recession to the American dollar, food banks once again are being called up in record numbers. Eric Cooper on Fox News is from the San Antonio Food Bank.
It's a tough place. With donations shrinking, many Feeding America food banks are finding themselves 20 to 30% with less inventory right now. With a demand, like you said, between 10 to 15% across the country, the lines have gotten longer back to what we experienced during COVID. And families that may have worked all through the pandemic, maybe even gotten a raise, are now, because of inflated costs, not able to pay their rent, pay for childcare, ultimately pay their utilities, and struggling to put food on the table for their children.
NASA is reporting when the Tonga volcano erupted in the South Pacific Ocean on January 15th, The underwater eruption blasted an enormous plume of water vapor into Earth's atmosphere, enough water to fill more than 58,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's going to be easy, right? You knew that from the start, but we have to. I mean, the deep state is deeper than you realize. I think Donald Trump is realizing this, and maybe every day as we continue to get more reports on what is happening and not happening within the deep state, we realize just how pernicious it is. Judicial Watch has been working their tails off to continue to expose the corruption, and recently they had to sue Secret Service for Hunter Biden's travel and security cost records. I mean, this is amazing. I mean, you're utilizing public, you know, assets. I mean, all this equipment, everything about the government belongs to we the people. But in order to find out how it's being utilized, we've got to go through all these hoops and jump through all these barriers in order to get to the bottom of it. And thank God for Chris Farrell, Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton, like I said, have been working their tails off to get to the bottom of it. And Chris joins us now. He's the Director of Investigations and Research for JW. Chris, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Always great to be with you, Bill. Thanks very much.
Chris, I mean, this has to be, I mean, this is frustrating for the American people, and here you are, you're dealing with this every day, and you're like that cartoon plumber, you know, that's got his leg, you know, a big toe covering one hole that you're covering up, and then another one busts out on the other side, and your arm is stretched out to the right as far as it can go to plug that hole up. I mean, it's just one hot mess after another.
Well, here's the fun fact. This is actually the second batch of Hunter Biden travel-related documents we're going after. The first batch is damning enough. That covered the first 5.5 years of the Obama-Biden administration. And let me give you some numbers from that first batch that will make what we're suing about now be even more startling and alarming. Mm-hmm. In the first 5.5 years of the Obama-Biden administration, Hunter Biden traveled with his father on 411 flights.
Wow.
Of those 411 flights, they traveled together to 26 different countries. And of the 26 different countries they traveled to China together 5 times.
Wow.
So chew on that for a couple of minutes. Think about the consequences. The first 5.5 years, 411 flights, 26 different foreign countries, 5 trips to China. Now we're going after the second batch of Hunter Biden travel documents. Lord only knows what's in that grouping.
And what years would that cover, Chris?
That would be the last 3.5 years of the Biden administration. Mm-hmm. Of the Obama.
Obama-Biden, exactly. And this is the thing that I keep bringing up, Chris, is that
Why isn't Obama's name brought into all this? I mean, because you have...
Why hasn't Obama been indicted?
Exactly. But I mean, nobody wants to even bring his name up in being involved with this whatsoever. I mean, Joe Biden is his vice president. No, yeah, by the way, Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation was concurrent in all this. I mean, if this doesn't point to the rank corruption of this administration, and I don't know. I mean, and we won't even talk about all the insider trading that Nancy Pelosi is still getting away with.
Correct. Yeah, but somehow or other, Obama, who's up to his neck in all this, you know, wheeling and dealing by his corrupt vice president, our now illustrious president, who's playing with about 48 cards. I mean, no one should be dissuaded of that. But Biden doesn't know what's happening from one minute to the next. There's increasing evidence of him being completely detached from reality and moved around like a mannequin, you know, as a prop, basically, for whoever's controlling the White House. But you know, Obama is part of that. Obama is part of, don't forget the Russia hoax. His FBI and Comey running to report to Obama on everything that they were doing to try to set up Trump. Obama, it would be a joy to get him under oath in a deposition for a couple of days.
Well, he's been very good at hiding information. Whether it's his transcripts, his education, his history has been totally washed in much the same way that Michelle's has been cleaned. You know, just like Hillary Clinton's computer was washed and cleansed, right? I mean, what is it? What is it about the Democratic Party and this group of elites? I mean, they, you know, talk about an erector, you know, not an erector set, but what Etch-a-Sketch. Everything is done in Etch-a-Sketch, and they can just clean, wipe, repeat, do it again, and keep on going. And meanwhile, the mainstream media has done us, we the people, no favors whatsoever. And I've been saying, Chris, we got to get away from this political party stuff. The political party, the Democrats against the Republicans, getting us in trouble, and it just has us at each other's throats. We're not accomplishing anything. We have to come under the banner of the flag and be united truly as Americans again, foremost. And then we can get down to the bottom of this because, you know, otherwise this corruption continues to promote itself and continues to exist. And it just seems to be getting worse and worse. I mean, so much so that we had an election in 2020 that, you know, you got a majority of Americans, you know, kind of staring at one another going, what the heck happened?
Yeah, there's very little faith and confidence in the government itself, and that goes not just for the political animals, the politicians running for office, but there's very little faith in the institutions in the sense that, you know, sort of the quote unquote, you know, professional political operatives, the career bureaucrats. I mean, if two FBI agents came to your door tonight and said, hey, we want to interview you, do you trust them? Do you trust the FBI? Is that who you really believe in?
Right.
If you got the letter from the IRS, you know, going after you, wouldn't they say, hey, listen, Martinez, aren't you one of those right wing talk radio guys? Aren't you trying to stir up an insurrection? I mean, would you really believe and trust that you would get a fair shake? And the answer is no. Yeah, and your listeners don't believe in it either. And so there's a lot of mistrust. There's a lot of second guessing. There's a lot. Look, I just sent an investigator out to talk to a couple whose ranch was raided by you know, a SWAT team because they insisted that they were present at the January 6th up by the Capitol. They weren't, but that didn't stop the raid.
Well, it's absolutely January 6th. You know, madness that's going on right now as they continue to go through this. And, of course, it's being further exacerbated by this kangaroo court of a committee hearing that is such a joke. But also at the same time, Chris, it's so dangerous. I mean, here we are. America is turning into a star chamber brought to you by the Democratic Party, compliant with these never Trumpers, Liz Cheney and Kinzinger and other like Republicans that have abandoned you know, I believe their reason to exist and to defend democracy.
They literally have television producers putting it together like a stage show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. The place that you find us, where we're fresh and independent, and we're committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And to that end, Chris Farrell is with us right now, the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch. Off air, Chris and I were talking about, the frustration of this January 6th committee hearing and how it's dividing the people. And, you know, Chris, I think when they do the polling, I think maybe about 10, 15%, we'll give them the benefit of the doubt, say 15% of the people are, you know, kind of interested in it, kind of, but they see it for what it is. I mean, the merit of this hearing is self-revealing. I mean, after all, as I started to say earlier, we've gone through three impeachment trials of Donald Trump. I mean, he's in the Guinness Book of World Records, the most impeached president. And this is, another chapter of another impeachment, though I guess the Democrats don't realize that he's no longer president. But they want to do much more damage. They want to knock him out because they know that Donald Trump is in the way. And it's not only Donald Trump. You know, it's MAGA country. It's people who believe in America First ideals. We are in the way of the control of the America that they want. And it's kind of, Biden's America that we're dealing with right now, with empty shelves, energy dependence, open borders, and everything else that has been brought to you by this administration, right?
I mean, it's worse than that, frankly. I mean, let me be very blunt. They want to criminalize, and I mean that literally. They want to criminalize Trump and anybody who is part of his movement or agenda or MAGA or whatever you want to call it. They want to make that thinking, that behavior, a crime. That's the goal.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, look what they did to Steve Bannon, right? I mean, that's case in point.
There you go. And if they hadn't prosecuted the contempt of Congress claim since 1983, we have an illustrious former attorney general, Eric Holder, who's held in contempt of Congress, and not just held by Republicans. It was a bipartisan vote. There were Democrats who held him in contempt of Congress. It wasn't just a one-party political stunt like this one is.
And
walked around.
Exactly. Right. No, you're right. And we were talking off air about, this uniparty star chamber brought to you by the Democratic Party and some never Trumpers and Liz Cheney and Kinzinger. And you had an interesting comparison with a relative who really enjoys, and they're part of that 10 or 15% of America that sees value in this. Tell us that.
Yeah, what a wonderful human being, a great person, but they're philosophically way over on the left. And the person was telling me how fabulous the January 6th committee was, and they're doing important work, and there's hard-hitting evidence, and blah, blah, blah. And, sadly, this person had gone through a very troubling divorce years ago. Just a mess, just a very bad set of circumstances. And so I said to them, well, just imagine if the other party had been the only one who'd be allowed to present evidence in the divorce case. How would that look to you? Eventually their eyes got very big, and they said, that wouldn't be fair. Okay, exactly, So there you go.
Yeah.
There's the example. And any of your listeners, whether they personally have gone through something like that, or they have a relative who's, had a rough time with something like that. Imagine what if it's only one side and that's the only group that ever gets to say anything, and you just sit there and, hear claim after claim after claim. And the defense that you wanted, you're not allowed to have. They exclude them from participating,
Exactly.
Nobody can take that seriously.
Right. Well, and as you mentioned earlier, Chris, I mean, this is quite the cabal that runs quite deep throughout the deep state. And Chuck Grassley, in this recent letter that was just released, cites the implication and the corruption of the FBI. Break that down for us.
Look, the FBI needs to go away. I've been saying this literally for years. Back when Lou Dobbs on Fox Business, I go on every week and talk about how the level of corruption at the FBI. But it's been further documented now, and there's been an effort to suppress the Hunter Biden story. A political decision was made by the guy who was head of the Washington field office, other people in the national security apparatus at the FBI, who made the political decision to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story and all the other, not just the laptop, all the other crazy behavior by Hunter Biden. Stories have come out separate from the laptop. There have been reporting about Hunter Biden running around with women and drugs and the weird pictures and videos with him with hookers and guns and drugs. The guy's a walking train wreck.
Exactly.
And the laptop just confirmed it and just gave greater, more exhibits, more evidence of it. But there was a decision made politically at the FBI to suppress the story, to call it, you know, Russian disinformation, blah, blah, blah. And Grassley has pointed at all this stuff. He has a whistleblower who's, I guess, providing additional information and documents. And this just goes to something we've heard now literally for years, going on 6-7 years, about how the FBI is completely compromised as a law enforcement agency. It's shot. I'm not saying every single agent. I'm not saying every single field office. What I'm saying is that at very senior levels, at the leadership at the Washington headquarters, the political operatives there have destroyed the organization as a law enforcement agency.
And it's not like it hasn't been cleaned up before, but it got cleaned up, you know, for just a moment in time, and it's come back with a vengeance. It's amazing, you know, Chris, when you think about it. Go ahead.
Historically, the FBI has a really very mixed, very checkered history. It is not, I mean, they would love to believe their own press releases, how they're, you know, out there for God and country and fighting crime, and there are. There's a lot of good guys and a lot of good gals out there who are doing the job. You know, if you walked into the Omaha, Nebraska field office, there's probably great people doing great work trying to find bad guys. I'm not critiquing every single agent, but as an institution, it has a lot of baggage and it has a lot of crazy excesses, and it goes back to J. Edgar Hoover days, frankly.
Mm. Yes, exactly. Well, and we said this earlier, Chris, that it behooves the good guys to speak out and take a stand because they know this is happening. And I understand they need a job and, you know, they're proud to work with the FBI. But then again, they're not so proud because they know what's going on. They just choose to ignore it in order to get along and to, you know, maintain their position and, you know, supports
and
for their family.
Pension. I mean, let's be frank. They want to hit 20 years and get a pension and then get a job as a consultant for some security firm. This is opportunism and careerism, you know, run wild. And at some point, that gets old because either you're corrupt, either through being complicit or being negligent. And you can't watch this kind of stuff go on and just turn a blind eye.
Yeah, the problem is that it does spread. I mean, it's cancerous. It's a carcinogen. It's like this other report that you've been studying on regarding this one struggling lobbyist, brother of top Biden advisor. He is profiting now from White House ties. I mean, it is amazing. It's like, okay, the system is in play. We've got the infrastructure for this corruption. And I guess if anybody wants to get on the train, they can and take advantage of it because, you know, it's, you know, like our open borders. Everybody's welcome, I guess.
It's crazy, but it's true. You put the nail on the head.
Gosh, I'm telling you, you know, it's bad enough that you sit there and you look at what's happening. I mean, the Supreme Court and their latest ruling against the EPA clipped their wings, and you can see the rank corruption that's been happening in these three-letter agencies of our government. Chris, this has got to come to a head at some point where we, the people, finally just say, you know, enough of this stuff, and we take control of this. And, you know, for the sake of true justice and the truth and the American way and the ideal, I mean, this is what we've got to fight for. I mean, this is a serious domestic issue, isn't it? 10 seconds left, Chris.
It is, and we'll keep fighting for it. It's Judicial Watch.
Judicial Watch is Director of Investigations, Chris Farrell. Thank you, Chris.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As China furiously condemned House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, Pelosi announced the self-ruled island as one of the freest societies in the world and pledged American solidarity on Wednesday. In Tuesday's Michigan primary elections, John Gibbs, the Trump-endorsed challenger, beat Representative Peter Meyer. Meyer was part of President Trump's impeachment that ended in failure. Missouri State Attorney General Eric Schmidt won the GOP Senate primary, and Kansas will keep abortion legal. The Senate voted Tuesday night to pass extended health care benefits for millions of American veterans exposed to toxic burn pits during their military service.
On this vote, the yeas are 86, the nays are 11. Under the previous order requiring 60 votes for the adoption of this motion to concur, the motion is agreed to.
USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've been seeing on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hey, you want to save some money on gas? How would you like to get some money back? All right? Every time you go to the gas tank, I mean, we, you know, a lot goes out. Nothing's coming back, right? Well, I've got a new app for you, and this is all brought to you by Bill Martinez Live. It's called the Free Upside App. It's free because you're going to use the promo code PAID, P-A-I-D, when you download it. And this app gives you cash back every time you buy gas. In fact, the first time you gas up, they're going to send you back $5. How's that? Anything to mitigate the increasing cost of gas, all right? So go and download the Upside app. It's free, and it gives you cash back every time you get gas in your car, okay? What a deal. Thank you very much, Bill Martinez Live, all right? And don't forget to use that promo code PAID. P-A-I-D is what you want to use as the promo code, okay? George Carneal is back with us to talk about how another country falls to the LGBTQ plus agenda. We're talking countries, ladies and gentlemen, and this is another one that's been biting the dust. George, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Glad to be back.
Well, I'll tell you, the LGBTQ plus agenda is strong and well and invasive, and we've got another victim to talk about, right?
Yes.
So explain to our audience, I mean, what is going on? I mean, this is, you know, when we look on the face of all this, the LGBT, and you and I talked about this, even in the Clinton years, you know, they kept on pushing, you know, the LGBTQ, I think before it was, you know, had the entire alphabet involved in it, but they were saying, you know, the percentage of homosexuals were, you know, it started 5, 10, by the time Clinton got elected, it was over 25% until they went in and to meet with President Clinton, and they were saying, hey, look, we got you elected, we represent 25% of America, and he said, we're really not so. He said, the actual number is more more like 4%. But yet we're led to believe that this is such a dominating number that the minority is controlling the majority here, and all we want is peace. And they know that. And the price of peace is for us to go along and put up with, all the craziness that comes along with this agenda.
Right. Well, that's what liberals do. They love lying and stretching the truth. Mm-hmm. So that's what's happening. But I hope Americans are finally starting to wake up and realize that this was never about just gay marriage. This really is about they're always going to play the victim. Whatever right you give them will never be enough. They love being victims, feeling victimized. And it really, if you look at the agenda behind the agenda, the goal really is to silence all opposition to everything that God's word deems perversion.
Exactly.
Silence Christians, to stand against anyone who opposes even pedophilia, all of the things that are coming down the pike that they are going to push and legalize. And if people don't wake up and realize this is not so much about the Republican Party as much as just saying, if you are tired and fed up with these policies and the insanity in this country, it's the Democrats who are pushing it. You must go to the polls and get active and involved and start voting and vote these clowns out of office and vote Republican and try to turn this train wreck around.
Yeah, you're exactly right, George. This isn't about, you know, just having the freedom of choice. They want their choices to compel you to change your mind. And as if that's not enough to change your mind and your perception, they want to make sure that if you don't comply, that you are, you know, to be canceled is minor. They want you to feel the full force of the law and the pain and everything else associated with it, don't they?
Yes. They want you to be submissive and compliant. Even the ex-LGBT individuals who come out of that life, and I've experienced this myself, you know, the LGBT community and liberals in general will always purport to be such loving, tolerant, caring, inclusive, respectful people. But they're such liars. Anyone who dares to speak against their narrative, they will attack you, but they will turn around and demand that you respect them, and then they'll play the victim card. So those of us who dare to come out and say, this is the reality of that life, this is really what it's like, you're being lied to by the liberal theologians, the LGBT activists, Hollywood and media, then they will attack us. It's like, how dare you? So you have to understand that, and there are even gays and lesbians and drag queens in the LGBT community who are speaking out against it. And even they are being attacked. It's really, they're a bunch of bullies.
Yeah, and that's the thing that is amazing in such a way that, as you say, you have people within the community that know that their agenda is different. Like you said, you mentioned pedophilia. I mean, every demonstration and full and complete abandonment of any kind of morality and things that we would consider to be, okay, acceptable. You might even say tolerable. That's forget it. I mean, they just want you to put up with whatever it is that they come up with. And then when you confront them with them and say, okay, what about this? What about the indoctrination of our kids? Well, you know, then they play the victim card, as you say, and they're going to shut you down. But, you know, we've seen this slow creep happen over the past decades. And all that was suggested, because we've seen this, you know, this movie has been seen before. We've experienced this. There's nothing new under the sun. Every empire, every nation that has experienced this slippery slope of a road finds itself in this kind of situation. If history could speak to us from the past, it would start out with woe and uh-oh, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And let me give you another example of the hypocrisy. When COVID came out, of course, they tried to shut down conservatives and Christians in the country, and you couldn't go to church, but you could go to a liquor store and have an abortion. Now that we have this outbreak of monkeypox, which alternative media outlets were reporting prior to LGBT June Pride Month. But notice Fauci went quiet before the June Pride Month. And, of course, let the LGBT individuals have their Pride Month. And even in San Francisco, the Fetish and Kink Festival was allowed to continue in spite of the officials coming out and speaking out about the outbreak of monkeypox. But gay men were even being told, when you go to the orgy, to wear band-aids over the scabs and to wear a condom. But if they had been Christians, if there had been an outbreak amongst Christians of monkeypox, they would shut this country down in a heartbeat.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the hypocrisy is unbelievable. And here it is. I mean, what are we protecting? Such a small minority of people, you know, for, you know, as they want to put it, you know, for gay rights. And, you know, which I think is a misnomer on its face. And we've had this discussion, George, that, you know, there's a difference between gay choice and gay rights. Gay rights assumes that there is a fact and higher power that is supporting that, you know, that choice or that law. There's no gay right. I mean, that's self-proclaimed, because where do our rights come from? They don't come from man. I mean, they come from God. You know, they are in effect reinforced by the laws of nature and nature's God. And I don't see where there's any positive benefit that comes from any of those laws and any of these, you know, these higher institutions that would declare this to be a right. Do you?
Correct. I talk about this in my book, From Queer to Christ, in the very back. I take all of those talking points that the LGBT activists and liberal theologians use, and I debunk them with scripture. And if people want more information in terms of just how to counteract this nonsense, you can go to my website. It's George Carneal, CarNeal.com, and they can find more information, including my YouTube channel, which has a lot more information. But Americans, we must stand up against this agenda. They are definitely trying to silence all opposition to what it is. And I think the bottom line is if they can silence us, it will help them to feel better and not feel guilty about something that they know is immoral and wrong. And God's word is clear. It is deemed an abomination.
Do they really know that, George? I mean, and maybe you can help us understand. I mean, because, you know, you came out of that experience and you write about it in your book, From Queer to Christ, you know, which is quite the attention getter, you know, for people who have not experienced this lifestyle. So you've experienced it, and you are, you know, you're yelling from the rooftops, you know, danger here. And, you know, and that we need to be cautious because, you know, we cannot avoid the judgment of God. Just as there is an appointed time for us to die, there is that appointed time to face God Almighty. And we will be accountable for it, like it or not. Got to go to break. We've got more from George Carneal after this.
Your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now. Do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. George Carneal is with us, the author of the book From Queer to Christ. And look, we're talking about something I understand. It's been a challenge for people. I mean, we just came off an entire month. I mean, imagine, you know, Pride Month, and the majority of Americans are describing, what is going on with our country? You know, what is happening with the moral fiber of our country, where still 80% of America says they believe in God? But, as the Bible says, even Satan believes in God. But, you know, it needs to come to a point that we really, we're more than just believers of God, that we are true disciples and followers of God, if we're going to get this country back on track and recapture what God has intended, you know, for our families. And to be honest with you, I struggle with this, you know, with what's happening in our culture. I really do. And I say, God, how do we do? I mean, short of you yourself coming here and just saying, look, stop doing this. You know, this is not what I intend. I mean, although God has already said that, he's made it real clear in his word. But, you know, people don't want to hear it. And the road to destruction is broad. There's no doubt about it. And it's happening. But here it is, as people of faith, it's our responsibility to point this out, to say, wait a minute, you're heading to a cement wall. Don't you understand what you're doing to yourself? Because you're going to have that day. You're going to die. Okay, we're all going to die. Nobody leaves this place, you know, standing up, barring a rapture, okay? Another story. But still, okay, we're all going to die. And we all have that appointed time. The Bible's clear. God's real clear in saying that appointed time we're going to face to face with God. And whether you're Bruce Jenner, who said, look, I want to talk to God about this. I'm sure he does. I'm sure he wants to talk to God. But I also, George, I got to tell you, I have this feeling that when you get in the presence of God, you'll be fully true in the face of truth and fully free, that I don't think it's going to be a long discussion. We're going to know these things almost in an instant, so the conversation will be short-lived. We're not going to have a debate with God over this issue, right?
Correct. I want people to understand I was in the life for 25 years. I know the mindset of the LGBT community. And it's important to, yes, hate the agenda, but love those individuals no matter how mad it makes you, because at the end of the day, God loves them. He wishes that no one perish. Jesus died for them. And And it's important for Christians to understand, if I didn't have Christians in my life who were bold enough to speak the truth of God's word to me in love, that is key,
yeah,
in love, to have compassion without compromise, I may still be in that life. But God was really doing a work on me. And after 25 years, I was so miserable. I got honest about that, and I repented, and I turned my life over to God, and I gave my life to Christ. I'm telling you, it is the most hateful thing to do to affirm that individual, because you're pushing them into a life where they're never going to find any peace. You're pushing them into further rebellion against God. And we're talking about their souls. And I'm asking people to stop for a moment and think about eternity. It is so important that you speak the truth to them. If they never talk to you again, at least plant that seed. God will water it, and it's his job to take care of it, and he will. He is faithful. He is in the deliverance business, and he's done it in my life and the life of so many others. I encourage you to be bold, speak the truth in love, and walk with these individuals as they come out of that life, because they will need a support system.
Without a doubt. George, in your estimation, of the people that are in this lifestyle today, that participated in the Pride Month and, you know, all the parades and everything else, you know, in your estimation, you know, from what I'm hearing, it's not 100%, but there's probably, you know, a certain percentage that are greatly conflicted. And they're starving for the truth, but they're not hearing the truth. I mean, because just like anything, I don't care. I mean, right now we're talking LGBTQ. We're all sinners, and we've all experienced sin. And when we're in the middle of it, we want to convince ourselves because it feels so good. Again, you know, how can anything feel this good and be so bad, you know? But it is, right? But, you know, we convince ourselves otherwise. So in the community, in your estimation, I mean, what are the odds of, you know, of people being so vested in this agenda that they cannot hear the truth of God? What do you think?
I'll tell you why. Because for me, where the conflict was for me, I grew up, and my dad's a Baptist preacher, and I grew up in a Christian home. But you're bombarded with so many lies, and the liberal theologians have taken scripture and twisted it to the point of where I didn't know what the truth was anymore. And most of the LGBT individuals who were raised in a Christian home won't read the Bible because we feared more condemnation from God. Mm-hmm. You already get enough condemnation as it is from society and Christians and or mean-spirited Christians.
Yeah. So the love of John 3:16 is diluted.
Correct. And they'll use the David and Jonathan were gay, and they just twist and water things down. Jesus was gay and all this stuff. Ruth and Naomi, I believe that they were lesbian lovers. They have twisted this so much to where even in my own mind, I was confused. I didn't know what to believe anymore. Mm. But it's when you have a pastor who has the boldness and the guts to speak the truth of God's word from the pulpit, which will allow the Holy Spirit to work into that individual's life and penetrate their heart and convict their conscience. That's where the real change will come. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. We don't have that power. But we must get these individuals into churches. But most Christians don't want them in the churches, but yet want to complain about the agenda. They don't want to lift a hand to help them.
Mm. Yeah, because, you know, even like the Bible says, how are we to know if there's nobody there to tell us, right?
Exactly. And that's why they must, in love, speak the truth. And this is so key, is when you're showing them in the passages of scripture in God's word where it is an abomination. There's not one instance of talking about a same-sex act in which God speaks of it in a positive light. It is always negative. But don't just leave them there with this gloom. Give them hope. Turn around and give them scriptures about how God is invested in them. He loves them. Jesus died for them. Share the gospel. Give these people hope. And walk with them on this journey. It doesn't mean that they have to be heterosexual. Their goal is to be, for in my instance, celibate and trying to live a life that is pleasing to God and trying to live a life of holiness. And this goes for single heterosexuals as well, who can't and who are not allowed to just go and sleep around and shack up, have affairs, etc. You know, God's word is clear what he defines sin, and we as Christians have got to obey God's word, but there's no fear of God. People just think they can do whatever they want, and God is going to be okay with it. And it's not only not that way, but a lot of people are going to be in for a rude awakening on Judgment Day.
And that goes back to the case of you know, do you love people? Do you love people enough to give them, you know, to give them a warning? you know, to your point here, George, I mean, I was reading something just, and I've read this so many times, I thought, well, you know, how did I miss this? And it was in my reading this morning from a Second Chronicles about Manasseh, when Manasseh had come to the realization that he messed up. And there was a 50-year history of, you know, of Israel turning their back, the king turning their back on God and allowing evil to run rampant, evil that is probably synonymous with the LGBTQ, you know, plus agenda, if the truth be known. It was all manifest during that period of time, 50 years. And Manasseh turns after 50 years and is redeemed. You know, to your point, God is in the redeeming business. He's not in the destroying business. He's a God of life, and he wants us to turn to him. Yes, some of these questions, you know, as you and I were talking about, that it's overwhelming for some of us to think, okay, how do we do this? Well, and I think maybe that's the first wrong step in all this, because it's not us, as you say, it's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has to do that. We have to bring the Holy Spirit. We co-labor with the Holy Spirit to do this. And how God chooses to use us to co-labor in this, and trusting that, as Jesus said, is that in those moments you will have those times of challenge, that the Holy Spirit will give you the words, the aptly spoken word, the love word that needs to be spoken out to a person who has lost their way, so that they would come back to the light. And, you know, we underestimate the power of God, and we think, oh, wow, this is too heavy of a lift, George, so we just don't even bother. And, you know, and I appreciate what you're saying, is that we have to bother, don't we?
Yes. And it really hurts me when I hear Christians say, oh, they're too far gone. No, as long as they are breathing, there is still hope for that individual. And with my LGBT friends, they know exactly where I stand, but I love them. I don't condemn them. I hate the sin. I just share with them what God's word says about it. And I tell them that there's nothing I'm saying to you that I didn't have to come to terms with myself. I choose to believe God, not the LGBT activists, Hollywood, the media, and the liberal theologians. God is the final authority, and so is his word. He hasn't changed, and they just need to know the truth. And I lost a lot of friends in the process. They don't talk to me anymore. It really hurts. But I had to plant the seed, and I just pray and hope that they will come to know Christ before it's too late.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is about planting the seed, George, you know, we read constantly, we see this happening, is that there's always somebody watering, somebody else watering, somebody harvests, and they think, oh, look what I did, you know, but they don't realize, you know, the seeds that were before, the seeds of prayer, by, you know, faithful parents and grandparents who grieved over their children in this situation and realizing, look at, I mean, let's go back. I mean, what this all comes down, I keep using this example because it all has to do with God's early warning to us when he was talking to Cain. He said, look at it. If you do right, will it not go well for you? There's that right word again. That right word that is righteous, the right thing that comes from God, not a choice that we have, destroyed and demented, and to kind of force fit a choice as a right, you know, we're lying to ourselves if we want to go down that route. That's not the case at all. But when we do right, when we do the things that reflect the glory of God the Father, it will go with us. It'll go well with us. George Carneal, thank you for being with us. Take care. God bless.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid?